JW Mobile.
Got far to go, buddy.
But I want to jump in there and say top of the evening to you, W4DJW from WV6Z.
W4DJW, I haven't heard you in a long time. How you been doing?
Yeah, they put me on a swing shift, so it's, sometimes I get to play radio, sometimes I don't. Sometimes somebody will throw their call sign out in there, hey, there's somebody. Just like you just did. But, I don't know. David, it's not bad. It's not a bad old life, buddy, but I've been talking to the missus about retirement this past week.
I need to retire, and I might be getting scratchy because I'm going down in a deep hole right now, but I'll be right back out of it. But if you're, it's wonderful. It's kind of scary in the beginning, but the longer you do it, the better it gets. So I would say go for it. I did that swing shift thing, too. It's got benefits, but it's also got drawbacks. Mine was having to go in on third shift at the end of Sunday. Third shift started on Sunday night, Monday morning. That was the hardest time to go to work. The rest of them were okay, but that one, that was difficult.
Yep, no, I perfectly understand. And you were a solid copy the whole way, just a little crackle and pop here and there. But, yeah, and then I started, see, I'm not too right in the head, and then I started thinking, well, yeah, maybe I could tell them I could fill in for people's vacations and sicknesses and illnesses and holidays and all that sort of stuff, and I don't know. I've always talked myself out of retiring, but I really don't see any reason not to and keep on working. At the same time,
when I left Michelin, they asked if they could reserve the right to call me back if they needed to, and I said sure. And then about 6 months later, I said I can't do this anymore. This is too much. And we got a couple of extra side jobs, and now I got a third one coming up, and I'm busier now than I was when I was working full time. It was consistent and steady. When I retire, now it's just flat out wide open all the time. But, you know, that beats being sitting around doing nothing all day. I did that for 2 weeks, no, 2 months one time in between contracts, and that's hard.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm in the driveway. I've got a very short commute, Dave. It's one of them 4.5-minute ones. And I'm afraid if I don't go to work or something, there's a young lady in the house there that she's going to absolutely work me like a board mule forever.
I'll turn into a little rebel, too, so my commute's just as short as yours. But I got one of those, too. And I'll tell her all the things I got to do, and she'll say, and don't forget my stuff. So I get it.
It was good to catch you, Dave. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, and hope you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's coming up, buddy. And hopefully I'll catch you before the next couple of weeks passes us by. But anyway, take care and have a great one, Dave. 73 W4DJW from WV6Z.
All right, Tom. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you, too. And good talking to you, even if it was brief. Take care. Hope to hear you on here more often. WV6Z, W4DJW Clear.